This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The British band Doves used to go by the name Sub Sub, and they made music like this. But dance music just didn't work out for them. They changed their name to Doves. That was 4 albums and 11 years ago. Now they make music that sounds like this. Doves are 3 Manchester men, Jimmy Goodwin, and brothers Jez and Andy Williams. Their new album, Kingdom of Rust. Jimmy Goodwin joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
It's all right. It's a pleasure.
Your lyrics are remarkable. I'm going to read from Kingdom of Rust. A sound above my head, the distant sound of thunder booming out in the moor. Blackbirds, they flew ahead into the cooling towers.
Andy wrote those lyrics. There's a lot of that on this album. It's almost just like walking through landscapes, and it's almost like you're jotting down your observations. But yeah, I love that image. It reminds me of almost like an industry that's declined. I hear a sound above my head, distant sound of thunder booming out on the moor. So it's like an abandoned factory floor or something, and gradually nature's sort of coming and reclaiming it. Blackbirds flew in into the cooling towers. I'll pack my bags, thinking of one of those hours with you, waiting for you. My God seeks an ocean of truth.
What's that time like in the studio for the three of you?
This one was a tricky album to make. It took longer than any of us anticipated. I guess after 19 years and all that together, it took a while for the juices to really get flowing. You know, we wrote a ton of tracks this time, mm-hmm. probably more than we've ever written for an album project. Without saying it, you kind of know, though, that the first things that you write are maybe just stepping stones till you get to the really juicy stuff. We had to go through at least 4 or 5 months of just not really knowing what we wanted to do or where it was going, and allowing it to go there, really, to make sense of what it was we were trying to do together.
Mm. Let me ask you about a song. In fact, let's listen to a little bit of a song. Greatest Denier. So tell us about this song. What's it about? How did it get here?
Jez had the line, "I'm the greatest denier, but I can cut you with a look." And then that was just like, I was like, oh, that is great. It's about a racist or a bigot of some sort who realises that his views and his ideals that he's stood behind are just redundant, and he's realising that, you know, he's been living a lie for a long time, you know. And
the English bloodline clashes in the sun.
That's about a bit of a nod to the sort of race riots that, yeah. you know, in the north of England a couple of years ago, there was a lot of Asian and Muslim kids clashing with white kids and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, the English skyline falls down to the future, but no one noticed. It's maybe singing from the perspective of someone who's quite reprehensible and maybe do a character. Mm-hmm. And not be yourself for a song.
Another song I want to play for you. And unless my producer has set me up for one of the most embarrassing moments of my broadcast career, and I don't put that past her, we're told this song is going to mean something particular to you.
Yep.
The Ramones.
I saw the Ramones when I was 10. You know, my dad was into punk and stuff. And
he'd bring you to clubs as well.
Yeah, it was great. But my old man was a bit of a cat. He was pretty funky, and it's definitely how I got into you know, music and...
So your father would say, come on, son, we're going to the club?
Well, that was a The Clash was the first band I saw, and it was my ninth birthday.
The Clash was the first band? You saw it on your ninth birthday?
Yeah, I thought I was going for a Chinese meal, and I had turned up at the Apollo Theatre in Manchester and see Tonight Only The Clash, and I just nearly wet myself. I had to get out of there, though, at the end, because they played White Riot, and the seats started getting ripped out and all that, so my dad would be like, right, come on, son, let's go now. You know, I was only a kid, but I got the feeling of it, the spirit of it, understood it.
I guess for a kid in Manchester, London Calling's a big song, right?
Yeah, their first record was amazing, you know.
And then what is I'm so bored with USA. Do I have that right?
Yeah, well, I'm so bored with the USA. It was. I think that song was actually I'm in love with the USA, but they didn't think it was punk enough, so they thought they'd... Well, let's turn they love the inside. I hate, you know, it was punk, it has to be anti-authoritarian and all that stuff. So.
I never heard that. I like that explanation.
No, apparently that's true, that Joe Strummer, I think Mick Jones wrote that line and Joe Strummer went, it's too nice, turn it into, let's make it a negative.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, he was a great showman. Can I ask you about the dedication of this album?
Well, to my dad, really, who passed away.
Right, Francis James Goodwin.
Yeah. At Christmas. He passed away while we were making the record, just as we finished it.
He must have been very proud of you.
I guess he was, yeah. We were quite estranged at the end, which is the sad part of it.
I'm sorry.
I'm still just sort of making sense of it.
Really?
Yeah.
You've had a lot of success as the Doves after changing your name and your style. What do you see in the future?
I think we've got an album or two are still in us, I think. We need to shake it up again. Mm-hmm. Possibly by doing things separately or doing a film soundtrack or something like that. We love film music and It's definitely a big part of the inspiration for Doves. And so if anyone out there wants to offer us a massive budget Hollywood movie, we'll entertain the idea.
Thank you so much for being with us, Jimmy.
No problem.
Somebody threw you a lifeline.